The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
You're listening to the Best Morning Routine Ever podcast, the show that proves no one stumbles upon success ever. With your host, Lou Need. Every Mondays and Thursdays, we deliver cold hard evidence behind the power of a robust morning routine. Get ready to be transformed by the renewal of your mind.
Good morning, morning enthusiasts. Welcome to the Best Morning Routine Ever podcast. This is Lou Need, your host. And today I have the honorable guest with me, Josh Allidge. Josh is the founder of UpMyInfluence.com. He turns entrepreneurs into influencers, thought leaders, and authority experts so they can achieve more sales, revenue, and opportunity. UpMyInfluence.com provides a step-by-step done with you tools, online coaching, and PR hacks for entrepreneurs for dramatically increasing their sales by attracting their perfect audience. Josh is a serial entrepreneur himself. He is the founder of SavingsAngel.com, and SavingsAngel is going to be 13 years old in a few months. And I am thrilled to have Josh on. Well, we're going to talk about why authority is the most valuable currency you can create for businesses. We're going to talk about PR and influences, and how to network with influencers. Josh, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you, Lou. It's so great to be here.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm glad you were able to make it. To get going, tell the audience something they would not know about you.
Well, let's see. We were just in Colorado, and I was up above 1,600 feet above a canyon floor. And that got me a little freaked out. But I don't think anything scares me as much as being in the car with a teenage driver. I actually have a legit phobia. I don't want to, like, intellectually, I know I'm not going to die, but I feel like I am. So if I'm in the car with like an unsure driver, and in fact, it's kind of interesting. So the shuttle driver that was driving us up to the top of Pikes Peak, that's a pretty treacherous road. There's no guardrails in many places. It's like a sheer drop off on the side of the road. That got me a little freaked out. And so I told the driver, I said, all you need to do is just tell me that you've done this, you've driven this like hundreds of times, and I'll be okay. And then the driver was like, oh yeah, I could do this in my sleep. And I was like, okay, all right. But it's funny. So my driver, whoever's driving, needs to have confidence. So as long as they have a lot of confidence, I'm doing all right. But if they're timid or unsure, I'm like reaching for the armrest and like with a death grip.
It sounds like it was an adventure, like a safari of some sort.
Excuse me. We rode bicycles down, and for Pikes Peak, it was just an amazing experience. Honestly, definitely a top 10 experience in my life.
Colorado is beautiful this time of the year. I've gone hiking, backpacking up the mountains for 3 weeks, and it is stunning.
I can't wait to go back.
Josh, let's talk about MyInfluence.com. What inspired you to start it? Because you came from, well, you still have SavingsAngels.com.
So the first one is SavingsAngel.com, and that's lots of savings, one angel. That's me. So I'll tell you that story real quick first, and then UpMyInfluence.com. We started about 5.5, actually getting on 6 years ago now. So it's been a real, real joy to be able to start two very successful startups that have gone on to do pretty good stuff. So Savings Angel, I launched. And the purpose was my dear wife and I were experiencing a lot of financial issues. We went through Dave Ramsey's program on Financial Peace University, and we got to the part where it talked about setting a spending plan. And I asked my wife, I said, how much do we spend at the grocery store? Maybe like what, $400? And she laughed at me. She goes, are you kidding? We spend like $800-$900 a month at the grocery store. And I was like, what? I mean, we had like three kids. We had three young kids at the time. I'm like, that's a lot of money. I mean, Lou, $900 every single month. That is a big ticket item. So I became obsessed with ways that I could reduce that, because I had heard of people that were able to successfully cut their grocery bill in half. And so I studied all the experts and came up with a system that would help me do that. And sure enough, I was able to cut my grocery bill from $800-$900 a month down to like $300 a month. And I'm like, oh my gosh, if other people could do this, they would probably pay me a little bit, like maybe $20 a month or something for that information, the return on investment. So we started that, launched that. I had no money for advertising. So I just started reaching out to local media, other influencers, bloggers, anyone I could. And I said, I don't have any money for advertising, but you know, could I do a segment? Could I give you super high value content on a regular basis? Just put me to work. And they said, yeah. I guess I sold that aspect of it pretty well. And so I started doing radio. I started writing. I pitched our local newspaper if I could write a newspaper column. They said yes. I said, you don't need to pay me. I'm happy to do it for free. And that turned into a syndicated newspaper column now, which I've been doing for almost 9 years. 1.1 million readers, 11 newspapers. So reached out to my local TV station, Grand Rapids, Michigan at the time. They said, yeah, we'd love to have you on. That has expanded into doing syndicated TV. I've been on TV, in fact, now over 700 times, which is crazy. I'm going on TV again tomorrow, in fact, to talk about online shopping, looking at Amazon Prime, what went right, what went wrong, that sort of thing. So it's really great. So we ended up doing over $6 million in revenue. I've been in the media over 2,000 times, and I've spent less than $500 in advertising. Everything I do is just serving audiences on platforms. I love it.
I read that $6 million in revenue with less than $500 in advertising. That is impressive. Yeah. And to be able to bring your grocery shopping list down from $900, that's a rent. That's rent. That's monthly rent right there, to
$300. I know.
You did it with less than $500. How do you do that? What did you write about? Tell us about that process.
Well, it's all about, you know, I'm known as the guy who can get you a deal, hookup, or upgrade on anything. And so I've just become masterful at finding ways to save money without being cheap. You know, how to just be more thoughtful, and how to be more, I'd say, maybe defensive in how you let your money go out. You know, it's really just about, you know, prioritizing the things that really matter to you. And if you want to splurge on luxuries, that's cool. You know, that's why I like to save so much money, so that I can save for a trip and have an experience like, you know, biking down Pikes Peak with my family. That was an investment to be able to do that. But I took that from my grocery savings, because I shop very smart and I spend a lot less than most other people do at the grocery store. And I generally get to eat better than most people. It's all about, you know, timing your purchases and stocking up when you can get the great deal. So, Lou, with that experience about six years ago, I started doing a lot of pro bono work in our local startup community and helping other entrepreneurs get media exposure. Because one thing I know is that without exposure is everything. And you can have the best business idea in the world, but if nobody knows about it, you're not going to be in business for much longer. It doesn't matter how great you are at what you do. And so you need visibility. So I started doing a lot of pro bono consulting. That then turned into people wanting to hire me. And I was, you know, kind of busy with my other company. But, you know, I really have a spot in my heart for new entrepreneurs and ones that are kind of on their way up. And yet they're still kind of building their business from behind their computer screen. My job is to get you on stages, virtual, physical in some cases, but mainly I want to make sure that you look the part. And so if you're saying that you say, Josh, I would love to become an influencer, I can make you an influencer. Like, I know that formula like the back of my hand. I do it. That's all we do with Up My Influence. And it really starts with branding yourself very, very well. It's not that hard. And believe it or not, we can actually do that very, very inexpensively. Most of the time is just, you know, it's getting the right headshots. It's being consistent in your brand. It's sharing the right information, serving your tribe, serving your audience. And you keep doing it over and over and over again. And then you serve audiences on other platforms. And you just give. You give value. Eventually you get to a position of thought leadership. And, you know, leadership is really just influence, according to John Maxwell. So that's kind of what we strive to create.
No, I really love that you were a servant. You gave it your work away for free. And that actually built into more paying position. So how to make a lot of money with more exposure? You said you help a lot of nonprofit organizations. Exposure is important and you teach them how to be an influencer. So walk to the steps of how to do that.
Sure. I mean, I work mainly with for-profit companies, entrepreneurs that want to make a lot of money. Yeah. Because here's the thing. When you have influence, when you are perceived to have a lot of industry authority, your sales funnels, your sales stuff doesn't really have to be that great. It honestly, it's if people like what you have to offer and people feel like they can trust you, this is where consumers have gotten to. So you have to understand that for the past 12 years, I have studied and led consumer behavior. Consumers have never been more active than they are right now in terms of how they engage with other people. So because the internet, you know, millennials in particular, but everybody does this, before you do anything with anybody, you check them out on the internet. So it's really important that, you know, on your website, you do things like you have a press kit. You know, if you work with business professionals, you want to have an amazing LinkedIn profile. That's really critical. You want to show third-party validation. You want to show that the industry or the media or influencers are talking about you. You have to demonstrate and show that stuff today. You have to show social proof. Now, at the beginning, you're not going to have this stuff. That's okay. But if you concentrate and focus on that for a good 3, 6, 9, maybe 12 months, you get to the end of that. You get on the other side of that work, your life is completely different. It's like going to a conference, Lou, and being a featured speaker as opposed to just being an attendee in the crowd. It's a completely different experience. I've been a keynote speaker. I still go to conferences where nobody knows me there. And so as a result, I don't get throngs of people asking to take selfies with me. But then I've been to other conferences where I did have that opportunity, you know, speaking at Social Media Marketing World, speaking at Podcast Movement, FinCon, blogging conferences. And so I do get that experience. And so as a result, like I just get way more business as a result of those ones where I'm able to be featured. And so it feels good to be celebrated. And Lou, it's in my heart. Like I want business owners to be celebrated for the impact, that the potential impact that they can make in the world so that they can make a bigger impact in the world. That's why God put me on the earth.
Yeah, to add value. And I love that you focus on adding value. It's not just a sales, a service, a product that they're selling. It's how are they changing other people's lives? How are they adding value to the world altogether?
Yeah, and I truly believe that everybody has a message that can positively impact the world. I mean, that is just a core part of who I am.
I agree with you 100%. That's why I do what I do. That's why you do what you do. And I know you have been invited by the Tony Robbins organization. So when you say you go to conferences and no one's in line waiting to get selfies with you, I find it hard to believe, because you know how you are known to teach business owners how to get exposure, how to put their best foot forward.
Yeah. And you have to understand that, like, it's not about being conceited. It's not about, oh, look at me. It has nothing to do with that. And in fact, it's very uncomfortable for me. It's uncomfortable for other people. But it's a part of, if I have the ability to touch and impact the lives of more people, then I can bring more good. That's why I do what I do. That's why I've really focused on, you know, trying to build a larger social media following. Yes, you know, you have to share a lot of content and sometimes it feels very uncomfortable, but that's kind of the way the world works now. And so if you can get comfortable with being on that virtual stage, as it were, being authentic, giving value, you know, being, you know, sharing your imperfections, that's what people want. You know, share your authority to attract people, share your vulnerability and your imperfections so that people stay.
Share your imperfections so people stay. That resonates with me because people want to connect. I find that they want to be able to relate to you. They want to find a way to connect with you. And that's why just social media makes it so shallow. But if you can get to a level where they can step into your shoes, they can understand where you're coming from and vice versa, then you will have a true follower.
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
I really like that. And so tell me about the difference between authority and influence.
Well, Lou, and I know we've got about 30 seconds left. And so authority is, sometimes that comes with like letters behind your name. Other times we see that, you know, someone like a designated body says this person is accredited to talk about this. A lot of times you can do this by being quoted in specific high authority basically is transferred from other high authority people. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Whereas influence, I think it has more to do with social proof and, you know, can you make an impact on a large audience? And so as you build your own tribe and as you get it's more about volume, whereas authority isn't necessarily about the number of eyeballs, but it's about that transfer of like, it's like if you get a PhD from a university. Okay, well, we respect the university. They give you a PhD. So, okay, well, we trust the university. So they said you're credible. So I think we should trust you. So it's that sort of thing. So you get quoted in industry magazines and they say that you're an expert, boom, your authority just went up. Your visibility is increased. And so that increases your influence. So it's kind of a yin and yang that all work together. And we want a lot of each. I honestly would rather people become an influencer who carries a lot of authority. I think that has a lot more staying power than just being a flavor of the month influencer that doesn't have a lot of substance behind what they do. So we work with both. We've worked with, honestly, we have clients that are influencers that, they just do silly stuff.
Yeah.
And that's just normal for today.
Yeah. So I know we're running out of time. So I just did last two last questions. I want you to let our audience know how they can connect with you, but also briefly get into your morning routine if you can give us three items that you do.
I very much, I'm sure you've heard of The Morning Miracle, Hal Elrod. Honestly, just read that book. It's life-changing. And I really would sum it up best if I wanted to make sure I was giving a lot of value. If you want to connect with me, one thing that you could do is absolutely free, is we put together a free quiz. And if you want to know what your authority score is, I can tell you that right now. Take a free quiz. It's like take you 30, 45 seconds and you'll get your score. And then I'm going to give you a lot of helpful free resources that you can immediately take advantage of so you could start working on your authority so that we can increase your score. You get more respect, get more sales, increase your conversion rate, make a bigger impact in the world. It also, authority is the most valuable currency you can be operating in today. And that's at upmyinfluence.com/quiz.
Thank you, Josh.
Thank you, Lou.
All right, morning enthusiasts. I want to step in here a little later after this was recorded and I had the chance to read the book that Josh was referring to, Miracle Morning by Hal Elrod. And I want to give you a 6-minute powwow on how to hack your morning. But I apologize in advance because I am suffering from a summer cold, y'all. I don't even know what that is. I got a cold and it's in the middle of the summer. And so forgive my voice as I give you this little powwow. Let's proceed. Okay, The Miracle Morning by Hal Elrod. So imagine you were to do these 6 things within 6 minutes of rising and waking up in the morning. Minute 1, silence. Imagine waking up in the morning and instead of rushing carelessly into your hectic day, feeling stressed and overwhelmed, Imagine that you instead spend the first minute sitting in purposeful silence. You sit very calm, very peaceful, and you breathe deeply, slowly. Maybe you say a prayer of gratitude to appreciate the moment or pray for guidance on your journey. Maybe you decide to try your first minute of meditation. As you sit in silence, you're totally present in the now, in the moment. You calm your mind, relax your body, and allow all of your stress to melt away. You develop a deeper sense of peace, purpose, and direction. Minute two, affirmations. You pull out your daily affirmations, the ones that remind you of your unlimited potential and your most important priorities, and you read them out loud from top to bottom. As you focus on what's most important to you, your level of internal motivation increases. Reading over the reminders of how capable you really are gives you a feeling of confidence. Looking over what you're committed to, what your purpose is, and what your goals are re-energizes you to take the actions necessary to live the life you truly want, you truly deserve, and now you know is possible for you. Minute three, visualization. You close your eyes or you look at your vision board and you visualize. Your visualization could include your goals, what it will look and feel like when you reach them. You visualize the day going perfectly. See yourself enjoying your work, smiling and laughing with your family or your significant other, and easily accomplishing all that you intend to accomplish for that day. You see what it will look like, you feel what it will feel like, and you experience the joy of what you will create. Minute four, scribing. Imagine, pull out your journal, and in your journal, you take a minute to write down what you're grateful for, what you're proud of, and the result you're committed to creating for that day. Doing so, you put yourself in an empowered, inspired, and confident state of mind. Minute five, reading. Then you grab your self-help book or any book that you're reading and invest one miraculous minute reading a page or two. You learn a new idea, something that you can implement into your day. You discover something new that you can use to feel better, to be better. Minute six, exercise. Finally, you stand up and you spend the last minute doing jumping jacks for 60 seconds and getting your heart rate up and getting energized and waking yourself up and increasing your ability to be alert and to focus. Morning enthusiasts, how would you feel if that's the 6 minute you started your day with? How would the quality of your day, your life, improve? This is Luneed, and I urge you to get this book to start on your miracle morning journey. Don't forget, you can get a free copy of this book today from me when you go to audible.com/BMR ever. All right, morning enthusiasts, I will see you at the top of your best morning routine ever. Stay blessed.
All right, morning enthusiasts, that's it for today's show. Thank you for tuning in. If you love the Best Morning Routine Ever podcast, we'd love to hear from you. So go ahead and subscribe, rate, and give a review on iTunes or Google Play. While you're at it, tell a friend about the show. Be sure to visit bestmorningroutineever.com and our Facebook group to join the conversation, access the show notes, and discover our fantastic free bonus content. Until next time.